local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings, glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Heading for a high around 90, says Dr. Bill. 71 now. We'll get his full forecast coming up and a discussion of Hurricane Florence next.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts Towing Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and 65. It's without injuries. State troopers are clear, but beyond that, a pretty good start. Just watch your speed again this morning. As you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, officers are already working radar on I-10 all the way towards Malbus and Loxley. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets start at only $60. Home schedule includes Alabama State plus Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost or a combination of both over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com. or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
Join your friends at the library Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. for an evening with Southern chef and storyteller Martha Hall Foose, celebrating PBS's The Great American Read. Along with stories from the kitchen, she'll discuss her culinary work on the film The Help. Light refreshments, book sales, and signings start at 6 at the Ben May Main Library, 701 Government. September 27th, 7 p.m. For more, call 208-7079.
Hey, this is Dalton Orwig with FM Talk 106.5. Join myself, Prep Sports Report's Corey Labounty, and the man we call JD for a new show on Monday nights at 7, FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night, presented by Jersey Mike's. This weekend, Auburn and Alabama have their first SEC West Division games of the season, and South Alabama tries to get their first win of the year when Texas State comes to town. We'll recap the weekend in sports and give you the first preview of what's coming next. A new show on your favorite station, Monday nights at 7, Sports Night on FM Talk 106.5.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5. 106.5.
We truly expect to see 20, possibly 30 inches of rain and 20 to 30 feet of storm surge, just depending on the track of the storm. That in itself creates an awful lot of flooding problems for us. Everyone hasn't gotten out as of yet. Our 8 p.m. Curfew and evacuation order still has a little bit of time left on it.
That is the town manager for Carolina Beach, North Carolina, Michael Kramer, in a presser, one of many going on from a state level to a national level, as the dangerous Hurricane Florence is now making its way a little more slowly towards the South Carolina-North Carolina border as of 4 o'clock in the morning, our time. Storm was centered 575 miles southeast of Cape Fear, North Carolina, moving at 17 miles per hour. Strengthening is forecast throughout today, but the potentially catastrophic Category 4 storm is maybe going to be lessened, we hope, right now. With the slower track is a double-edged sword. Slower track track will mean possibly... Possibly at this point, we'll get details coming up at 6:35 from Dr. Bill, that it will not be a four. It may actually be a three. Listen, or a big two. Those are still, it's still a huge storm when it comes here. But the problem is it slows down and they keep that slower pace going once it makes landfall, which could lead to even more and more flooding from the rain.
Did he say 20 to 30 inches mm-hmm. of rain mm-hmm. and then 20 to 30 mm-hmm. feet of storm? That is insane. And right now, say the storm is nearing 140 miles an hour as it moves. That's just
right.
a Category 3, Category 4. I don't care. That's
right.
A monster.
Right, when you start going down. And once again, just to put things in perspective, so Frederick here in 79, that was Category 3. Big. Yeah, Katrina. Mm-hmm. You know, three. Even though Katrina was a five at one point. And then Florence could be a four when it comes on shore. This is the stuff that the forecasters are watching. This is why we have a tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, and we'll talk to him about this. And the track now, once it gets on shore, now there are a bunch of different models, so you have to take some commonality out of it. That could change. Shows a little more westerly jog versus northerly jog.
Mm.
It comes on shore, and it looks like to track maybe into North Georgia as much as going north into Virginia. Now, still, that's all in question. This could be a Friday event. They were saying Thursday before. Now they say maybe late Friday evening into Saturday.
But a lot of people on the move already because, of course, all three states you just mentioned there ordered mass evacuations along the coast. And then as far as flights go, American and Southwest Airlines, they've already begun canceling flights to and from the hurricane zone starting today. I don't think they've started canceling this morning's flights, but later today they will. And then Charleston International Airport in South Carolina said they expect to close runways by midnight tonight.
All right. And also saw this from the folks at WSB Radio in Atlanta. They said that maybe the last 50 to 100 miles of the evacuation routes from the coast west could take people as much as the traffic they're seeing right now in their projection at a half a day or almost a whole day for the last 50 to 100 miles to get them away from the coast.
Holy cow.
So there's a problem too, is you have the evacuation, you have everybody else, and they have turned all their east-west routes contraflow, right? So now, same way we do 65, where everything would head north, they've taken their roads and made them all heading west, those that travel west, to get people away from the coast.
Yeah, the hurricane zone includes homes of more than 5.4 million people. Right there on the East Coast.
Getting ready for it, too, from a federal response. President Donald Trump has declared states of emergency for North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia, which opens the way for federal aid. But we'll get more detail and more storm talk, and there are more things to look at in the tropics than just Florence. We'll get that from Dr. Bill coming up in just a little bit. All right, 6:13, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A pedestrian has been hit and killed in Baldwin County. Authorities say the woman was walking on Baldwin 12 late Monday night. The victim has not yet been identified, but what we do know is the driver was a 19-year-old male from Foley driving a Ford F-150 pickup truck. According to Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the victim was transported to University Hospital in Mobile, where she was pronounced dead. At this hour, troopers continue to investigate this crash. National news making headlines as, do you remember the woman convicted of helping a former street preacher kidnap Elizabeth Smart when she was a teenager, kidnap her from her bedroom in Salt Lake City back in 2002, and then hold her captive? Well, that woman will be released from prison next week due to a miscalculation. On Tuesday, authorities determined that they had miscalculated the time that 72-year-old Wanda Barzi previously served in federal custody. She pleaded guilty to kidnapping Smart and helping to keep her captive for 9 months before Smart was found and rescued. Barzi will be freed on September 19th. She will be under federal supervision for 5 years. It was previously announced that Barzi would be released in January 2024 after being denied an early parole following a hearing that she chose not to attend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman connected to four murders in two states in our area now has a trial date. Mary Rice will stand trial September 24th in Escambia County, Florida for the murder of Kayla Crocker. Crocker was one of four women killed during a crime spree early last year linked to Rice and her partner, Billy Boyette. Boyette killed himself during a standoff with police in Georgia. Rice is also linked to two murders in Santa Rosa County and another in Baldwin County. A kidnapping suspect on the run for Baldwin County has been arrested in Mobile. Ladarius Sigler was accused of kidnapping his girlfriend and a four-year-old child in Little River. He's also accused of hitting his girlfriend with a bat. The child was not harmed. Sigler could be facing several charges, including kidnapping, assault, and burglary. The man who led police on a chase in Theodore will be facing more charges. Police say they tried to pull over 21-year-old Brandon Bonner just before noon Tuesday for drug charges. After a brief chase, they caught Bonner on Oriental Avenue. Bonner now faces more drug charges as well as reckless endangerment and eluding police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sound familiar? Let's face it. Service outages happen. Gulf Coast storms, flooding, maybe a backhoe digs up your transmission lines. We know bad things can happen, even with the best plans intended. Have you asked yourself how important is the internet to your business? Should it go down? Do you have a business continuity plan in place to keep your phones up, your credit card machines running, and your employees productive? Hi, this is Chuck Nylander, General Manager of Harbor Communications, and I'm excited to introduce Harbor's new failover backup services, utilizing the latest in cellular technology and cloud network management. Harbor's failover backup services comes complete with auto failover programming so your company doesn't miss a beat. The best part is, our basic failover backup services start at just $59.95 per month. Some data restrictions apply. Call now and ask about our new satisfaction guarantee of services. Your big box service provider won't offer that guarantee and commitment. To learn more, visit us online at harborcom.com. Harbor Communications, always about the customer.
Good morning, 618 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, Charlie Culberson hit a two-run homer, and the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1. Here's Culberson after the game.
Well, we're getting down to the last, couple weeks or so, and it's an exciting time.
The Washington Nationals won both games of a doubleheader against the Philadelphia Phillies, which means the Atlanta Braves now have a 6.5 game lead in the NL East division. With only 17 games left in the regular season, they will play the Phillies 7 more times, so the race is not quite over yet. The Boston Red Sox became the first team in the league to clinch a playoff spot with a 7-2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 3-0. That stretches the Cubs' NL Central lead to 2 games over the Brewers. Arizona got a 6-3 win over Colorado, and the LA Dodgers lost to Cincinnati 3-1. Colorado now leads the NL West by 1.5 games over the Dodgers and 2.5 over Arizona. Houston beat Detroit 5-4, and Oakland beat Baltimore 3-2. With Hurricane Florence preparations underway on the East Coast, it was announced Tuesday that the West Virginia NC State game, East Carolina Virginia Tech, and University of Central Florida North Carolina games scheduled for Saturday have now been canceled. Three of those teams are in the top 25, with Virginia Tech ranked 13, West Virginia 14, and UCF 18. This is the second straight season that a hurricane has forced the cancellation of a UCF game against a Power 5 opponent. Last season, UCF was unable to play Georgia Tech when Hurricane Irma hit Florida. The Golden Knights in North Carolina are trying to reschedule for this season, but ESPN reports that that remains highly unlikely. Wake Forest also announced that its Thursday night home game against Boston College has been moved up to 4:30 because of the impending hurricane. Virginia will move its home game against Ohio from Charlottesville to Nashville, Tennessee, where the Cavaliers will use Vanderbilt's stadium. In NFL news, ESPN reports that Carolina Panthers tight end Greg Olsen plans to rest his fractured foot for a few weeks and play the rest of the season. Olsen refractured his foot in the first quarter of Sunday's 16-8 season opening win at home over the Dallas Cowboys. Some bad news for the Atlanta Falcons. The team placed linebacker Deion Jones on injured reserve Tuesday with a foot injury just days after the team lost Pro Bowl safety Keanu Neal to a season-ending knee injury. Falcons do expect Jones to return sometime this season. Jones led the Falcons with 9 tackles and had an interception in the 18-12 loss to the Eagles. Wide receiver Martavis Bryant is re-signing with the Oakland Raiders, who had just released him following the preseason. It's expected to be a 1-year contract, according to ESPN. Adam Schefter reported over the weekend that Bryant's facing a year-long ban for his latest violation of the NFL's substance abuse policy. The NFL is reviewing the matter, could reportedly issue its ruling as early as this week. Raiders play at the Denver Broncos on Sunday. 6:21 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
So how many possible cancellations are we looking at?
3 have been canceled right now. They say they're going to try to reschedule. And then there have been 2 Power 5 schools that have moved their games either up or to another city. And then there are a bunch of D2 games that have completely moved or rescheduled their games already.
Yeah, because I know, I guess they were talking about, like, for example, we're talking about that storm track may come a little more westerly than northerly when it comes in, and that could affect the game in Athens, too,
yeah,
for Georgia.
I think so, and we'll have to wait and see, obviously, what track that storm is going to take. But yeah, so far, over the last couple weeks, not just football, but all sports have been affected by weather. It's been a crazy start to the season.
Absolutely. All right, coming right back, we'll check in, speaking of weather, with Dr. Bill next.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap Radio Show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Your local Ram dealer is committed to giving you a great deal. And right now, during Ram Power Days, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Go to ramtrucks.com to find your local Ram dealer and get great deals on trucks worthy of your reputation. And right now, current competitive truck owners finance and get $10,300 in total values on select 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab models in dealer stock. Your dedication goes beyond what's expected, and when you have the power of Ram trucks, you're pretty much unstoppable. See your local Ram dealer and hurry in for Ram Power Days. On 20% of 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn models as of 9/5/18 and in dealer stock. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for well-qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 10/1. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Hurricane season 2018 has ramped up. Depend on staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and stay a step ahead of the storm. Listen tomorrow morning at 6:35 and 7:35 for the latest hurricane info and projected tracks. Dr. Bill, only on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and 65. They're just clearing up an accident without injuries. Looks good beyond that. From the 65 split heading northbound up towards Chickasaw and Saraland, light traffic and across to Bayway and to Causeway, no delays. Football and pizza are something special at Papa Murphy's. The biggest, baddest pizza is now on sale. The 5 meat stuffed pizza is just $12. This is football pizza. Make any day a game day with pizza at Papa Murphy's. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
It's 6:24, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. Speaking of Dr. Bill, in-depth discussion about our weather here at home that actually could be affected by Hurricane Florence to the better. It could lead to some drier air over the weekend. He has those details coming up about 10 minutes from right now. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More than 7 decades later, and an Alabama serviceman is getting a proper burial after being identified. The remains of Navy water tender second class Edgar Gross of Athens were identified September the 5th, according to the Defense POW/MIA Accounting Agency. He was assigned to the USS Oklahoma, which was moored at Ford Island, Pearl Harbor, on December 7th, 1941. That's when it was hit by Japanese torpedoes. The ship capsized. 429 crewmen lost their lives, including Gross. He was just 39 years old. The remains of Mr. Gross, as well as the others killed aboard the Oklahoma, were recovered by 1944, but they remained unidentified and eventually buried at the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific in Honolulu. In 1949, he and others who could not be identified were classified as non-recoverable. Now, thanks to advances in technology, the Department of Defense issued a policy in 2015 which directed the disinterment of remains from the USS Oklahoma. Gross's relatives have provided DNA which led to the identification. Funeral services have not yet been announced, but more than 400,000 Americans were killed during World War II, and more than 72,000 of whom remain unaccounted for. Virginia College is closing three Alabama locations. On Tuesday, they stopped enrolling students. The college is a private for-profit school. The college locations are in Mobile, Huntsville, and Montgomery. The Birmingham location will remain open. They offer courses in cosmetology, healthcare, criminal justice, and other trades. The schools will officially close for all students on June 1, 2019. The school says the June closure will allow their students to complete their coursework and receive their certificate or degrees as promised. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
At 626 FM Talk 106.5. What's the word there from the sports world with Virginia College closing some facilities here? Their big rival, DeVry. They got their big game against DeVry this year. How's that looking?
I thought DeVry was an online-only university, so this is news to me.
Well, DeVry, I mean, they've been in a rebuilding thing, but their football team's looking really good. Now, Arizona State online college, I haven't seen them in anything but conference play so far, but Virginia College, I thought they were going to be a strong matchup.
Colin Cowherd actually said he thought they would beat Alabama this year. That was his upset call of the year.
There you go. So just a little.
Or what do they call him on Feinbaum? I don't think we can say that this early in the morning.
Yeah, you can't.
We can't. Okay,
no, you can't. I don't think we can. I don't think we get in trouble. All right. Also, today, Apple revealing three new iPhones. Now, I'm going to dig into this story and read some more, but are they going to be like variants of the? Because we're at iPhone 10 now, mm-hmm. right? Because that's what I had to purchase the bride.
I mean, it should be 10. Remember, they skipped iPhone 9 and went right to iPhone X.
Why?
Which they were saying X did not stand for 10. But they are saying that this will be a bigger iPhone because people want bigger phones now.
Right. So at what point is it a tablet and not a phone? Or mm-hmm. what time is it? What do you have, a small tablet or a big phone? We'll talk about that coming up. Dr. Bill joins us right after News 5.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Hurricane Florence is heading toward the East Coast as a Category 4 storm, and power companies from Alabama and Florida are gearing up to help millions in its path. Alabama Power says 250 linemen from across the state are heading out. About 70 of those workers left for Mobile Tuesday.
And so we always like to return that favor.
Alabama Power says crews will wait out the storm in Georgia before moving into the Carolinas to help. Gulf Power in Pensacola is also sending a 75-member storm crew later in the week. The Red Cross of Northwest Florida is preparing to send volunteers. Officials say they have 75 volunteers ready to go, but they'll still need more. Executive Director Jerry Kendall says the effects of this hurricane could stick around for a while, and that's why they need more help. He says four emergency response vehicles will head out from the local chapter. It cost around $1,500 to send each volunteer. And a pet rescue group from Tennessee drove 9 hours to save animals in Hurricane Florence's path. Big Fluffy Dog Rescue in Nashville made the trip to Pawleys Island, South Carolina. They retrieved about 30 dogs and cats from shelters. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Mr. World here, about to take on the world's wildest rodeo bull. Oh, obviously he's nothing like Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Because the people at Eyeglass World, well, they don't try to throw you off with confusing prices. Nope, they make everything clear and simple. Without all the bull.
Eyeglass World, the world's best way to buy glasses. Come get two pairs for $78. Visit eyeglassworld.com for store locations and offer details.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature indoors. will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
The path of Hurricane Florence has shifted. The National Hurricane Center's probable forecast path now shows the storm heading toward the southern North Carolina coast and the northern half of the South Carolina coast. Carolina Beach, North Carolina town manager Michael Kramer is really worried about deadly storm surge.
We truly expect to see 20, possibly 30 inches of rain and 20 to 30 feet of storm surge, just depending on the track of the storm. That in itself creates an awful lot of flooding problems for us.
Florence now expected to hit land near Wilmington, then veered toward Charleston and Myrtle Beach. Out in the Pacific, Maui is hunkering down now for heavy rains and powerful winds as a tropical storm barrels toward Hawaii. Federal regulators are rejecting Wells Fargo's plan to repay customers the bank forced to buy car insurance they didn't need. Reuters reports the feds want Wells Fargo to do more. Stock futures now losing some ground, but still slightly in positive territory. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The FCC says it will pause the so-called shot clock on its 180-day review period for the Sprint and T-Mobile merger. The shot clock in question is an informal six-month deadline for approval from when the merger was announced in April. The FCC says additional time is necessary to allow for thorough staff and third-party review of newly submitted and anticipated modeling. The two companies, when combined, would still have fewer customers than both AT&T and Verizon, but Sprint and T-Mobile leadership say merging would allow the U.S. to better compete with other countries at deploying 5G networks. Just as film festival audiences are anticipating Bradley Cooper's celebrated romance A Star Is Born, the film studio is distancing itself from a producer of the project. John Peters is a credited producer of the new A Star Is Born. In 2011, a Los Angeles jury awarded one of Peters' former employees more than $3.3 million in a harassment case she filed against him. On Wall Street, futures modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The world has changed. Where you get your financial advice should too. As you look to protect and grow your wealth in this uncertain market, the right partnership can give you one of the most powerful tools in investing today. Confidence. Let your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. Advice that's backed by the only research in the industry dedicated to helping individual investors like you. So call your UBS financial advisor, Drew Wing, at 251-510-0748. Because putting the right protection in place today can make a big difference tomorrow. Call Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. That's 510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 1065. I saw this yesterday, was listening to it. North Carolina Governor Ray Cooper said, first of all, this storm, Hurricane Florence, was nothing like you've ever seen. And also issuing a first-of-its-kind mandatory evacuation order for North Carolina's barrier islands. Let's find out the science behind that and the facts behind it with our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
So, first of all, Florence. Where's Florence now?
Well, Florence is about 575 miles now southeast of Cape Fear, which is a great name.
Yes.
Cape Fear, which is around Wilmington. And it's steadily moving in a west-northwest direction, varying from 15 to 17 miles per hour. The highest winds right now, about 130. It's been varying a little bit between 130 and 140, which really doesn't make much of a difference. But a very, very strong storm. And it's still aiming for now the North Carolina coast, but down around Wilmington. And landfall could be anywhere from, say, Wilmington to the South Carolina border. And that'll be Thursday night into early Friday morning. The storm will begin to slow down, mainly because of high pressure to the north and then building to the west of it. And that's going to present a serious problem because the storm, once it moves onshore, it's going to almost stall, move very slowly into South Carolina, and perhaps even drift into North Georgia by the end of the weekend. And all that time, dumping rain across Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, even into Virginia, and then up against the Appalachian Mountains. That is not a good arrangement here because it means some serious flooding is going to take place. And normally, when we see a storm move into the Carolinas, it's in the process of recurving, and it moves on out and out into the open waters of the Atlantic. But Florence has decided to disobey the law, and looks like it's going to stay around. And it also, of course, is making a track that's unusual, coming from out in the Atlantic rather than recurving up the coast, coming from the Atlantic directly in to the North Carolina coast.
I guess it will be, you're talking about those rainfall totals, it'll be close enough to the Atlantic to still get that moisture to come off to take inland.
Oh, yeah. It'll continue to pump moisture in through the Carolinas and up against the mountains. And perhaps next week it may eventually start to drift to the north, and it'll, of course, spread all that rain up into the mid-Atlantic states when it eventually moves on out. But there's nothing to bring it out, back out to the Atlantic right now. It's just the steering currents there are just going to collapse.
Yeah, I know that you're talking about the big rainfall, and it's, I know it's a little preliminary now, but I've heard ranges of rainfall totals. I've heard, a forecast of 20, 30. I even saw something yesterday that said one model. Now it's just one model, European model, that said 40-some-odd inches of rain. I mean, do any of those sound believable to you?
Yeah, we're going to see something similar to Harvey last year in the Houston area with this system just hanging around. And some of that rain by the weekend could move into the rain shield, could move into northern Alabama, whereas most of the south is going to have a pretty nice weekend. But we'll see clouds and some showers move into extreme northeast Alabama, certainly starting on Saturday and probably lasting through the weekend.
Is that when you see, because we were talking about that in sports, kind of looking at some of the cancellations for football games already that have happened, is this a tomorrow? Is this tomorrow night into Friday or Friday night into Saturday? Or when do you see actual landfall coming?
A landfall looks like Thursday night and into Friday morning.
Okay.
And if it slows down, then, of course, that may depends on how much of a decrease in forward motion occurs as to when it's actually going to make landfall. But it'll be in that range. And then very slowly moving into South Carolina on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and possibly drifting the center of it, drifting into northeast Georgia on Monday. So that's going to be an amazing storm. Elsewhere in the tropics, it's looking a little better. The Isaac continues to decrease as it approaches the Caribbean. It's going to drift across the Caribbean as a weakened system, and we're not sure exactly what's going to happen to that, but it most likely will move into Central America in a few days. Helene has made its turn now to the north. It's lost a little intensity. It's starting to undergo wind shear. Couple of other areas, one up in the central Atlantic, no problem there, that could develop into something. And then that disturbance in the northwest Caribbean is going to drift west and could form a depression over the southwest Gulf, but it's going to be a rain producer in Texas.
So we're, I hate to say it, but we're looking okay right now.
We're in between right now.
All right. Well, hey, I'd rather be in between on this than out, you know, somewhere on the coast of North Carolina or South Carolina. So let me ask you then, in the meantime, our weather for today and for the rest of the week and the weekend, you had talked about the possibility of the influence of Florence bringing some drier air to our area. Is that still true?
Looks like it will produce some drier air. What it will do is reduce the thunderstorm activity to, in fact, on Sunday and Monday, we don't have any rain in the forecast, and that's unusual in the early part or mid part of September. But today, just isolated thunderstorms, a little bit of high-pressure ridge building over us today. So we'll have a lot of sunshine, but warming up to about 92 degrees, heat index around 100. Tonight, partly cloudy, low to mid-70s, and then for Thursday. For tomorrow, mostly sunny with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms in the low 90s. Same for Friday, some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, low 90s. And over the weekend, looking pretty good. Mostly sunny, isolated thunderstorms Saturday, low 90s, and then sunny for Sunday with low 90s. We're going to see a northerly wind, but it's not going to bring any cool air down. If anything, of course, slightly drier air, and that'll reduce the thunderstorm activity.
Hey, we'll take what we can get, Dr. Bill. Drier is, I mean, it'd be nice to be dry and cool, but I'll take dry if we get it.
Okay,
thanks, Doc. We'll check back with you soon. Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams. 6:42, time to check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, still there, I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and 65, moving out of accident out of the roadway. State troopers are clear, but we've also got a stalled vehicle at Schillinger and Howes Ferry. Nice ride so far from downtown and across the Bayway and the Causeway. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at jubileeroofing.com and call 776-1006. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, Celeste, why so sad?
Well, I have a problem. I need my car serviced, but I can't afford to take it to the dealership because they're so expensive.
Honey, you need to take your car to Classic Cars. That's where I take mine. Their prices are much less than the big dealers.
You mean Keith Kingan's Classic Cars on Cottage Hill Road?
Yep, that's the one.
I thought they only service the cars they sell.
No, silly, they're open to the public. I've been taking my car there for years. They work on everything, cars, trucks, SUVs. No matter what you drive, they can service it. They're great people to deal with, and they do a great job. Save me money, and most importantly, I trust them. And you can, too.
Well, I do need my oil changed. I have a check engine light on, my AC is not cooling, and I think I need new brakes.
That's not a problem. The guys at Classic Cars are pros. They can take care of it all.
Lauren, hand me my phone.
Who are you calling?
I'm calling Classic Cars right now to set up an appointment to have my car serviced.
That's a great idea. You'll be glad you did. Hey, with the money you save, you can buy that new pair of shoes you've been wanting.
Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-667.
Introducing a new show on FM Talk 106.5. Monday nights at 7, Dalton Orwig and Corey LeBounty recap the weekend in sports.
Fires into the end zone!
And preview the week ahead on FM Talk 106.5 Sports Night.
6:44, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. We'll get another update on Florence and other tropical activity at 7:35 with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Speaking of Florence, too, just a quick aside, we'll get to headlines here with Kelly. But I saw this, we mentioned it, I think, a little bit yesterday about, number one, mobilization of the military to National Guard troops to be able to help out in the aftermath of Florence. But in addition, the naval assets that are anywhere from Norfolk down through the coast there, we have various naval assets we keep, obviously, on our Atlantic coast.
Uh-huh.
And this thing that I guess I had known was true, but it really kind of came to light when I got to go to Hawaii at the beginning of August, end of July, beginning of August. We were there and we did Pearl Harbor and we're there where all the assets are. And they talked about how many times that if a storm's coming, hurricanes are coming there to Hawaii, they take the ships
away.
And destroyer and put them out in the storm because they're a lot safer out in the Pacific than they are in harbor during the storm. More damage can happen when you're in harbor.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is yesterday. You had Secretary Mattis talking about just that, as the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, said the military is preparing for the storms as well in that area. And one of the ways they do that is, well, here he is.
Even if you've ridden out...
Well, that's wrong. Wrong cut. There we go. Now, Mattis.
We've sortied or are in the process of sortying our ships and aircraft out of the Norfolk area and out of the Carolinas.
He was asked how many ships. I think he declined to comment exactly for
good
reasons of right military reasons, but I think it's a whole bunch. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know if they're going to just go straight out in the Atlantic or if they go north or south, but they're moving naval assets off the coast.
I'll take their word for it and I'll take your word for it, but if I'm on one of those ships and they say, hey, we're actually heading out towards the
right.
storm, that'll be safer, I'll say, all right, I'll do it, but I'm going to be scared.
Yeah, I know there's we have so many veterans or active service people listen to the show, sailors out there, naval people. Tell me, have you been in that situation before where you've been in port, here comes a storm, and you get the word down for the command chain that y'all are heading out of port when the storm comes? It's got to be a little uncomfortable. 6:46, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. As our nation remembered the lives lost on 9/11 across cities and states and counties, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey spoke for the dedication of the Alabama Firefighter Memorial in Anniston on Tuesday. Governor recalled the bravery of our first responders 17 years ago after the terroristic attack of September 11, 2001. The governor said that day was a day when America's strength was tested, and what emerged was a resiliency of American patriots. During the Tuesday ceremony, the latest name engraved on the memorial was announced as Mount Olive Fire Chief Tracy Sanders, the department's first female chief, who was killed in a car accident last year. Governor said, quote, first responders, firefighters, and law enforcement, they always respond to the call of action and step in to protect the rest of us and do what we can't do, but they do it for us and protect us and keep us safe, protect our homes and our neighborhoods. So we owe a great deal of gratitude every day to our first responders. Closer to home, news out of Baldwin County this morning, as we now know one person has died and three others injured in a multi-vehicle accident. It happened near Foley. Alabama State Troopers say 23-year-old Malika William Nicely was driving a Honda Civic southbound on Baldwin County Road 65 and trying to make a left turn when his car was hit by a Chevrolet Silverado, which was traveling north. 25-year-old Andrea Christine Rayborn of Foley was driving that vehicle. As for Nicely and his 5-year-old passenger, they were airlifted to hospitals in Florida for treatment. A third occupant has been identified as 36-year-old Jennifer Marie Younce. She was pronounced dead on the scene. She was from Gulf Shores. Troopers say they continue to investigate at this hour. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A woman connected to four murders in two states in our area now has a trial date. Mary Rice will stand trial September 24th in Escambia County, Florida, for the murder of Kayla Crocker. Crocker was one of four women killed during a crime spree early last year linked to Rice and her partner, Billy Boyette. Boyette killed himself during a standoff with police in Georgia. Rice is also linked to two murders in Santa Rosa County and another in Baldwin County. A kidnapping suspect on the run from Baldwin County has been arrested in Mobile. Ladarius Sigler was accused of kidnapping his girlfriend girlfriend and a 4-year-old child in Little River. He's also accused of hitting his girlfriend with a bat. The child was not harmed. Sigler could be facing several charges, including kidnapping, assault, and burglary. The man who led police on a chase in Theodore will be facing more charges. Police say they tried to pull over 21-year-old Brandon Bonner just before noon Tuesday for drug charges. After a brief chase, they caught Bonner on Oriental Avenue. Bonner now faces more drug charges as well as reckless endangerment and eluding police. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Charlie Culberson hit a 2-run homer, and the Atlanta Braves beat San Francisco 4-1. Here's Culberson after the game.
Well, we're getting down to the last, you know, couple weeks or so, and it's an exciting time.
In an NL East matchup, the Washington Nationals won both games of a doubleheader against the Philadelphia Phillies, so that means the Atlanta Braves now have a 6.5 game lead.
Wow.
In the NL East division, only 17 games left in the regular season, but the Braves do play the Phillies 7 more times, so the race not quite over yet. But if you asked most Braves fans at the beginning of the season, they'd probably be optimistic, but not this optimistic.
Yeah, pretty good.
Team's coming around fast. Boston Red Sox became the first team in the league to clinch a playoff spot with a 7-2 win over the Toronto Blue Jays. The Chicago Cubs beat Milwaukee 3-0. That stretches the Cubs' NL Central lead to 2 games over the Brewers. Arizona got a 6-3 win over Colorado, and the LA Dodgers lost to Cincinnati 3-1. Colorado now leads the NL West by 1.5 games over the Dodgers and 2.5 over Arizona. With Hurricane Florence preparations underway on the East Coast, it was announced yesterday that the West Virginia NC State game, East Carolina Virginia Tech game, and UCF North Carolina game scheduled for Saturday have all been canceled. Three of those teams are in the top 25, with Virginia Tech ranked 13th, West Virginia 14th, and UCF 18th. This is actually the second straight season that Hurricanes forced the cancellation of a UCF game against a Power 5 opponent. Last season, Central Florida was unable to play Georgia Tech after Hurricane Irma hit Florida. The Golden Knights in North Carolina are trying to reschedule for this season, but ESPN reports that that remains highly unlikely. Wake Forest also announced that its Thursday night home game against Boston College has been moved up to 4:30 p.m. because of the impending hurricane, while Virginia will move its home game against Ohio from Charlottesville to Nashville, Tennessee, where the Cavaliers will use Vanderbilt's stadium. In NFL news, ESPN reports that Carolina Panthers tight end Greg Olsen plans to rest his fractured foot for a few weeks and play the rest of the season. Olsen refractured his right foot in the first quarter of Sunday's 16-8 opening season win at home over the Dallas Cowboys. Some bad news for the Atlanta Falcons. The team placed linebacker Deion Jones on injured reserve Tuesday with a foot injury just days after the team lost Pro Bowl safety Keanu Neal to a season-ending knee injury. Falcons do expect Jones to return sometime this season. Jones led the Falcons with 9 tackles and had an interception in the 18-12 loss to the Eagles. 6:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m. featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, it's been a perfect start so far this morning. A couple of accidents and broke-down vehicles we've had now moved down the roadway. It's a good ride from the 65 split out towards Theodore Dawes Road. No problems from Mobile and as you're traveling over towards the Eastern Shore. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. See their inventory at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with just isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, a few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
6:54, FM Talk 106.5, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A 69-year-old woman was rescued from an early morning apartment fire. Mobile Fire Rescue responded with three engines, one ladder truck, one rescue truck, and one command unit to the Knollwood Apartments for a general fire alarm around 5 a.m. When they arrived, they could see smoke very visible from a single apartment unit. That woman was removed from the apartment, rapidly assessed, and rushed to USA Medical Center, where she's being treated for smoke inhalation and life-threatening burns. The fire has been ruled accidental. The exact cause is being investigated at this hour. And what sounds like a movie is a real-life situation as we head to Ocean Springs. As a man arrested for leading police on a high-speed chase, he was driving a stolen Porsche September the 8th. According to officials, once the responding officer was able to make visual contact with the vehicle in question, he said he observed the vehicle to be possibly traveling higher than the posted speed limit. They say the first officer on scene was able to get the driver of that vehicle to stop. But as he approached the vehicle, the man ran from the vehicle and then from the officer. But once the officer got close, he jumped back into the sports car and took off. He was weaving in and out of traffic on Bienville Boulevard. That's where he hit another car. The Porsche driver then lost control. The owner of the Porsche actually then called police, reported that his car was taken while he was on his boat at the Ocean Springs Harbor. The suspect has been identified as 21-year-old Anthony Wayne Murphy. He was operating the stolen vehicle and taken into custody without incident. Bond has been set at $25,000 for motor vehicle theft, eluding $530, reckless driving $250, and disregard for traffic control device $210. Right now, the suspect is currently in the Jackson County adult detention. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Heads up, another great reason to head to the Original Oyster House on the Causeway, number one. I like it because it's my location, the close one to me. Of course, you've got the Gulf Shores location, but only at the Causeway location do you get $6.99 appetizers and dollar-off drafts. That is Monday through Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. Come on out to get great appetizers like you love, dollar-off your drafts, and a great view of the Delta, the Bay, downtown Mobile, right there on the Mobile Bay Causeway. OriginalOysterHouse.com with more details on that. And, of course, yesterday I heard they were packed as they did their Never Forget, the 11th Annual Never Forget lunch for the first responders. Somebody texted in. They were driving by on the Causeway. They said, you should see the first responder vehicles in the parking lot there. Awesome stuff. Great community partners and, of course, great seafood. The Original Oyster House, OriginalOysterHouse.com. 6:57, FM Talk 106.5, coming right back, hour number two.